Spiritual the podcast.
Hello and welcome to our podcast.
Damn. Switching it up. I was not expecting that.
I was listening back to our last episode and I always tell you to go first.
Yeah. And it's gotten a little weird lately just on my part.
Surprise.
Hello. Last time I said hello instead of hello. It's late.
Yes, you guys, we had rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. After a long day of teaching.
Y'all, we're recording this on a Monday. I was saying to Haley on our way over here, this Monday has been the longest week of a Monday ever. It's been the longest day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's late.
Yes.
We just hung out.
Yeah.
And we should have been podcasting.
We ended up literally 4 hours eating, ago. Chatting for, hours.
Literally hours.
Yeah. Oops.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great episode.
It is. Yeah.
And we're really excited for this one because this week, it's coming out on Thursday, February 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And then this weekend is Valentine's Day.
Whoop, whoop.
So exciting.
Hallmark holiday, but also just if you're a positive person, you can just say this is a day to appreciate your loved ones around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a nice day to be like, hey, mom, I love you. Hey, dad, mm-hmm. I love you. Hey, neighbor.
Hey, friend, I love you.
I love you.
Yeah. I love Valentine's Day. And in high school, I never had a boyfriend or anything during Valentine's Day, and I always still loved Valentine's Day. It was just like such a warm, fuzzy holiday, and in Chicago, at least, we need more warm, fuzzy days in February because it's so cold and dreary and gray, and I'm not a fan of the colors red or pink, but then just seeing that for Valentine's Day always warmed my heart.
Yeah.
And yeah, my parents always got me gifts for Valentine's Day, It's not just about romantic love.
Yeah.
It's about regular love.
Yeah.
All the loves.
So today, on that note, we're talking about the 5 love languages.
Yes.
# thanks, Gary Chapman.
Y'all, these are super important.
We've talked about them a lot, just like in our own lives together, not in anticipation of this podcast.
No, yeah. I think it's come up a lot recently. Mm-hmm. And I tell Jose he needs to know his, and I've told him the 5 different ones, and he hasn't taken the quiz, and he knows which one is his. But it is kind of surprising. I thought I knew mine, and the one that I picked for myself without taking the quiz was my close second. But my first one, I wasn't shocked after getting it. I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah, a little surprised.
That's Haley. Interesting. I've known about this for a while, thought about it for a while, and I didn't even realize that there was a test. I was just like, yeah, these are definitely it, but it makes me want to take the test.
Did you read the book?
No, which is so bad.
You should read the book.
I mean, literally since college, I've known about this and been like, oh yeah, this is what's important to me. Like, this is how I feel love. This is how I show love.
Mm-hmm.
But I really should. You know that I'm not great. I can read very well.
I'm not great at reading.
I don't spend time doing it enough at all. So
I mean, I didn't read the book. I really want to read the book, but I also feel like I know mine.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why do I need to read the book?
Yeah. And you took the test. Is the test by Gary Chapman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
It's online. It's pretty quick and easy. I mean, there's quite a few questions, so give yourself a little bit of time.
We should post it on our Instagram.
Yeah, okay, I'll post it. But yeah, no, it's really great. And there are 5 of them. Haley, do you know the 5 off the top of your head?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, say them.
Okay. I do want to hear them. Okay. There is physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like gifts. I don't know how to say that.
Is it gifts and acts of service?
Acts of service is a different one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the 5th one. But then gifts is like, I forget how to say that in their way. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So those are them. So think on those for a second.
Say them one more time.
Okay. Physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
Words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Quality time. Gifts. It's worded some other way. I forget now. And acts of service.
Okay.
Yeah.
So ponder.
Yeah. Ponder for a second. Nikki, what are yours?
So my top one was quality time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought my top one would be acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my close second. I think quality time was like 35% or something, and then acts of service was like 30% or something, and everything else was way less. But yeah, quality time is my number one.
Nice.
And I saw that and was like, all right, yes, that's so true. Get off your phone when you're hanging out with me. This is like our time, and it needs to be meaningful conversation. That's huge.
That's big.
I mean, that's a Gemini, Aquarius, Libra, all the air in me. So makes sense.
I like it.
What's yours?
Well, so I haven't taken a test, so maybe I don't know. But I've always felt like physical touch is a really big one for me. I just like being close to people. But, and I love, like, even in dance, I love contact improvisation. Like, I just think body language is a real thing.
I mean, it is a real thing.
Definitely a real thing.
And then I think words of affirmation is also a big
thing. Of course.
Yeah. Though it's like hard. It's like, yeah, of course I love quality time. And, you know, it's easy to find ways that you like all of them. But like, you really thinking about them, like, ooh, those things hit the spot.
No, we all like all of them, but there's things that tell us more.
Totally. And I do think the gifts one does make me feel awkward. I think that's maybe the one that I respect. I think that makes sense too. But it's just like, I think I feel so uncomfortable that it's the only one that I'm like, ooh, I don't know.
Acts of service is, I think my close second, I think I said. And yeah, I think that one's really nice because it's like little gifts, but it's not buying things. It's being mindful of, oh, you've had a long day.
Yes.
Let me do the laundry or let me buy, you know, dinner and have it ready for when you come home or whatever the case is. Things like that. I'm like, oh,
yes. Absolutely. Yes. I'm going to look up the way that you say gifts.
Yeah, so we can be correct. I do think gifts are really nice, though. I know you feel awkward about it.
Gifts. Yeah. Receiving gifts. Okay, so that's not that different than what we're saying. No, I totally think it can be great. I'm sure that, like, comes from somewhere. I just don't know.
I think Jose's, he hasn't taken the quiz, but he thinks his first one would be physical touch. And then his second one would be words of affirmation, which I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I see that hardcore.
I think it's cool when you can think about what your partner would like too, because I think it's easy to be in something where you're like, well, I so value this, so like I'm doing this to you, but it's also important to recognize, oh, this is the way that they
perceive love.
Yeah, exactly. This is what they need, and so like this is the kind of lover that I need to be, so that they know that I love them.
I think that's kind of almost the point of the book too. It's like, you know, of course learning what you value in love and in a relationship in that way and how you give to yourself, but also so that you can be like, all right, this is how I view it, but my partner might view it completely different. So how can I step up to the plate and give them what they need in this relationship so they know that they're loved and valued, which I think is really important to know.
And knowing yourself, too, can make you a better communicator and saying what you need.
Oh, 100%.
And all of this, too, we should say, doesn't need to be in a romantic relationship. This is also, like, recognizing that maybe your friend, it means a lot for them to have you near. Maybe they love quality time with you.
Oh, yeah.
Nikki, touch me.
But you're really a touchy person, though.
I am a touchy person in general, but
No, and I'm like, spend all your time with me. Just hang out with me.
No, it is important. And like siblings and family members, too. I should make my parents take the quiz because I wonder what theirs would be. Yeah, make your people do the quiz because I think it is interesting just to know, too. And it makes it takes the pressure off of having to try to be everything to everyone. It's like, oh, this is what you like, and this is what I like, and it's okay for it to be different. We can find some middle ground in between.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Just makes it a little more fun.
Yeah.
Invalidating of, you know, whatever it is that you love or value in your relationships.
Right.
Like, yeah, other people value this too. Nice.
We also thought maybe for this, like, pre-Valentine's Day episode, we would talk about terrible dating stories, but we forgot to put the call out because we're just like, we're really busy. And
y'all, this year, like I said, this Monday was a week, this year has been a decade.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll post about it too. But if you have any crazy dating stories, we want to hear them. They're the best ones. Do you remember? Did you ever read 17?
The magazine?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Oh, yes. The embarrassing stories in the back of
in the magazine. In the end, yes.
Yes. Those were the best.
They were everything.
I mean, we would literally just sit on my bedroom floor, my friends and I, and read them, like, take turns reading them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is, like, great when you think about it.
Right, what, this is what we did.
What kids do now is, like, sitting on their phones playing or, you know,
right
whatever
next to
doing.
Each other.
Yeah. No, we read each other funny stories out of the back of magazines.
Yes. And we felt better about our lives because we didn't live those embarrassing stories.
Yeah. Or even if we have, like, crazy embarrassing stories like some of us.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, it happens to other people, too.
Mm-hmm. I fortunately, and also unfortunately, don't have any embarrassing dating stories.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky that I didn't have to, like, go through all of that. But I'm also like, but I don't have any stories.
I mean, it's okay.
You have enough stories for the both of us that don't need to be said.
No. I don't think I have any, like, crazy, like, I always think it's interesting when people have, like, appalling, like, they're like, mm-hmm. I can't believe I even, like, I don't have any like that.
That's no, you really don't have any that are
I think just, like, shocking. Life, like, crazy
things. Yeah, funny things.
But, you know, man, so submit those stories. If you have a crazy, terrible, or just funny dating story, let us know.
Shocking story. Tell us. We will live vicariously through you because.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, be careful if you're dating right now. COVID is still very much alive and well. So just like, you know, make good choices.
For real. It feels like we want it to be over and we really do want it to be over.
Oh, so
but
bad.
It's not. So we can't pretend like it is. I couldn't imagine trying to date. But Valentine's Day, like we were saying before, and love is not about.
No, not at all. Even if it's your day to love on you. Yes. It's a Sunday. That's what kind of, sometimes I feel like Sundays are that.
That's too. Self-care
like,
day.
Yeah. Yeah,
leave like, me fuck alone.
Get
let
everything
me do my thing.
Done. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take a bath.
Yeah.
Watch Sex and the City or your show.
Mm-hmm.
I've been rewatching Sex and the City because there's been all the memes coming up because it's supposed to be rebooted. But I don't know if it is going to actually happen. Oh. I don't know. There's all these rumors about Sex and the City starting up again.
Oh, my God.
And I used to watch all the seasons all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you did too.
Yeah. Chinese food and Sex and the City with my mom on a Saturday night was a good Saturday night in high school.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So I was going to go to college in New York. I was going to NYU.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, all right, well, I don't know how to live in New York, so I have to watch all the Sex
and
the City
so
I can learn.
That will tell you.
I took my mom, took all of her DVDs of it, and yeah, I did my best to learn.
Oh, my God.
And I did not end up going to school in New
York.
I almost did, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it, but.
I'm glad, too.
Yeah.
Because you're wonderful the way you are.
Thank you.
We've had a couple glasses of wine. That is a funny dating story, though. Actually, my first ever like boyfriend, we didn't even kiss, like boyfriend with quotation marks. My mom like basically was like, you gotta let him go because I like he would want to hang out and I just wanted to get Chinese food from the Golden Dragon and eat it at home and watch Sex and the City with my mom instead of hanging out with him because I just didn't really want to.
How old are you?
Tired.
First what? Boyfriend. So how old? High school or?
High school.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is maybe not like super like cool, but I was like a senior in high school. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. And I didn't want to hang out.
Let me not even talk about mine then.
But my mom was like, you gotta let him go. You won't hang out with him. Yeah. But he was really cool. I just like, just wasn't.
Yeah, you're just like,
yeah. I was just like, this is what I want to do and I'm going to do it. Because I'm sure you were the same way. But like when you dance too, that was like more than a part-time job on top of full-time
high. And you like
school.
Loved it. And you're like, I don't have time or energy.
Yeah.
Like I just want to be by myself.
Yeah.
No, I totally feel you. I had a boyfriend in quotation fingers.
Mm-hmm.
What grade was that?
Mm-hmm.
Was it in sixth grade? so obviously not a real boyfriend. But I remember him calling my house all the time. My mom would be like, oh, yeah, this, you know, I'm not going to say his name. Mm-hmm. He's calling you. And I'd be like, yo, I just got out of gymnastics. Like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk on the phone. Yeah. I'm going to watch Harry Potter. And, like, that is that.
You and Harry Potter.
It was
Potter.
The same thing, though. I was like, I don't have time for this. And
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Not bad people or anything. Yeah. Like,
no, cool great. People. Really cool. We're friends later. And
oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Who needs a boyfriend at that age?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, if you want you time, you got to get you time before you do anybody else time.
Yes. Yeah. This world now, dating online, I don't know how well I would fare in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a different time for sure.
Mm-hmm. And with COVID on top of it. And then having to date online because you can't really go anywhere.
Oh, absolutely. But also, like,
or not date at all.
Otherwise, if online dating didn't exist now, people just wouldn't be able to because you could just couldn't. But it's like, well, people are meeting and on, I believe it's the Today Show, some news segment, there's a segment about a couple that, like, met. It's like a COVID marriage. They met at the beginning of COVID and then, like, 6 months later, they got married. And
wow.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to
practice
judge.
Precaution.
Right.
You know.
That just seems.
Yeah.
Quite quick in my opinion. You know, people know and they know and it's great.
Totally.
And it's not quick for them.
Yeah.
I'm not in their relationship.
Right.
Different
situations
like,
in different ways. Maybe it wouldn't work for us. But it would work for maybe somebody. Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any other lovey stuff to talk about.
Well, what are you going to do on Sunday?
On
Valentine's
gonna,
Day? You're like, I'm going to work.
Yeah. Going to teach. Yeah, all day I'm going to teach. It's going to be great. But then I'm going to come home and eat dinner. And I don't know. Sundays have been my grocery shopping day lately. And I love grocery shopping.
Gross.
That's another love of mine.
Speaking of love, groceries.
I love Trader Joe's and I love wandering around. I love the grocery store in general for the most part. There's some that are like, but that wasn't important to say.
But very necessary.
But I do. I don't know. I'm excited for I like Sundays because they're my like time to organize for the week too. So I don't know. I was originally going to go to Miami this weekend before, like when we were like, oh, COVID will be cleared up by January. I'll totally be great
2021.
In February.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would book, you know, moved yet again, another flight to like take me on a me vacation for Valentine's Day. But I'm not doing that because it's not looking so much better.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What are you guys doing?
Well, we normally go out, but we're not this year.
Mm-hmm.
Jose is going to make dinner, but I don't know what he's going to make. I'm honestly fine with whatever Jose makes. We'll just have date night in, probably some cocktails. I do have to teach, too. I have to teach that afternoon or that evening, my normal class.
Okay.
So I'll teach, and then I'll come home, and then we'll see what Jose wants to make.
Nice.
I'm at the cooker, but I
everything
am trying.
Everything he makes looks so good.
Everything he makes is phenomenal. So it will be good, whatever he does make, but
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It'll be really chill inside.
Did you get anything from Mocha?
I did not get anything from Mocha. Mm-hmm. I spent too much money on Mocha.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But maybe I will get her something this year now that you say that. I have to think about what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't really need anything, but
she has everything she could want.
She does. So I'll think about it.
Okay. Right, keep me posted.
I feel like I normally buy myself something for Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice. That's a good habit.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I didn't this year. But yeah, I think Sunday will be, I'll meditate a little bit more, you know, just like maybe move my body a little bit more. I've been doing yoga, but I mean, I've always been doing yoga, but Free Movement Shop, a studio that I teach at, just launched virtual movement, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Online classes on demand, so perfect for a schedule where you are super busy and you want to take whatever class you want, but whatever time you want. So I've been trying to get into those more, like creating space for those. So I'm sure I'll move in some way. And yeah, it'll be more of a day of giving myself time to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
Be me
relax. I'm sure I'll probably have to do homework, or maybe I'll make sure I do my homework for grad school before Sunday so I don't have to worry too much. But yeah, I feel like Valentine's Day this year is quite chill, and it's really cold. So cold, and it's so snowy that I can't imagine not just relaxing.
Oh, absolutely. And even that is, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll rebook my flight for spring break, even though likely I won't even be able to use it then. But even just like, maybe. I think it's so good just to look forward to the potential of a trip even. So I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But speaking of which, like, yeah, it's so important to plan things for yourself in the future.
Yeah. Practice self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And especially right now, it's so hard not to, we've talked about like not being able to get away, like not being able to step away because it's like not safe or, yeah, really mostly just because of COVID. But it's important to make sure that you're filling those gaps with something else and taking care of yourself.
100%. Whether it's puzzles, which I have been doing, or at least I was earlier before school got crazy, and then reading for fun. That's really great. Or watching your shows, y'all. Bridgerton.
Yes.
My shit.
Nikki talked about it so much, and finally I watched it. And the first, it took like half of the first episode, or even maybe a little more than that, to be like really into it. But then I was like, okay. And then, then it got great.
The first 10 minutes after people were getting wild, I was like,
I know.
Whoa, Netflix, you've really gone out there. I have to keep watching this.
Yeah.
We're not saying that it's like the best show in the world, but it's a good time.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my time watching it, like having a glass of wine.
Yes.
Seeing these crazy
I haven't finished lives. Even yet.
Oh.
But I on My Favorite Murder, they were kind of like hinting that the ending would be a surprise. So I'm really excited to get to the end.
I loved it.
Okay. All right.
I for sure loved it. I need another show that's kind of like that, that's like lighthearted, that's chill.
Okay.
No murders.
Okay. I was going to say, there's a new season.
I knew you were going to, that's literally why I said it.
Okay.
Something that's not true crime.
Also, there's a funny show on Netflix that's from True TV, I think, called I'm Sorry
I've heard about it. I just haven't seen it.
Oh, it's really good.
I need a new show.
I like
that
it.
Again is really, really lighthearted. Three of my shows over this winter break have, like, I finished it. Like, they ended earlier, but they finally came on Netflix. So, very last season, I finished it, and it was so much on my heart. So, The Magicians, that finished.
Okay.
That finished, and it was just so good, and lots of tears. And then, oh, my fucking God, Supernatural, after 15 seasons, and I was that person. The very first episode was like in my bedroom, knowing that this is, I was looking forward to this, and have watched it as a diehard fan for 15 entire seasons. Like, would set alarms when I was in college so that I could be sitting at the TV to watch it before we had like streaming services and stuff. I finally finished that, which I was putting off because it was just so much. Like, puffy eyes the next day, absolutely disgusting. So good. And then Sabrina finished, which was quite a letdown.
So was the last one?
This was the last season, and it was clear. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but it was clear in my mind that whoever was creating it had meant it to go on for much longer, and then they got that, you know, this is the last season, so they were like, well, let me just wrap this shit up. And I was like, I was quite disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, I still loved it. If you like that show, watch it because you got to see the whole thing. But I was a little disappointed. So all my shows have ended. So I need something that's like light and happy, like Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Or I honestly want to rewatch Gossip Girl, but it's not on Netflix anymore. So awkward. But I'm rewatching Sex and the City right now. So
That's a good one. Soul.
Oh, we talked about Soul. Didn't we?
We talked about Soul on
the last episode.
Well, I hadn't watched it yet, I don't think.
No, you hadn't watched it yet.
But now I have, and I will tell anybody and everybody to watch it. It's so good.
It's super, super good. It's like such a phenomenal movie.
Yeah. So Soul is amazing.
So amazing.
It's everything. Everybody should watch it, really. I'm going to watch it a couple.
Wait, so what do you think about it in like how it portrayed the afterlife?
I mean, I don't know what I like pictured.
What do you picture?
what do you think happens? These are the big universal questions.
Yeah.
Right now, a few glasses of wine in.
Yeah. For me, the point of the movie was more recognizing that finding your sense of purpose is kind of a distraction from all the beauty that you're experiencing every day. Mm-hmm. That scene when he's playing the piano and he's like seeing parts of his life.
Mm-hmm.
I was like ugly, ugly crying. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. But in terms of afterlife, I think part of me feels better about it now, like more comfortable with the idea of just not knowing. Like mm-hmm. after seeing that, maybe it's because it was in such like a kid-friendly way, and I like mm-hmm. truly need that when it comes to thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like losing others.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in heaven, but it does.
But it's scary.
It's so yeah. scary. Yeah. And it's, yeah. And of course, like, there's question. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not, like, blindly, like,
right.
yeah, I have
accepting
questions.
Something. Oh,
yeah.
So many questions.
So I, yeah, so I guess it makes me more comfortable with that and seeing it this way. And it's not, like, well, I don't want to give any spoilers, but, yeah. What did you think about it? You said it was, like, everything you thought it was going to be.
So there was a lot of things that I thought were similar to how I think the afterlife is. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to give spoilers either mm-hmm. and, like, explain how it is because I want people to see it for mm-hmm. themselves and just think. But I do agree. Like, the point of the movie isn't to show what the afterlife is. It's a show, you know, that, or to show to people that it's important to not pay attention to those things. And we mm-hmm. make – humans make things such a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the problem. I'm
right.
In psychology, we've been talking about, you know, some theories and – existentialism and all these things where, yes, human beings are meaning makers. Like, we wholeheartedly want to set meaning to things.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of things, that is super important and does give us purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree in giving meaning to things, like, wholeheartedly. But also, at what point are we doing ourselves a
disservice?
Yes,
yeah.
100%. And making meaning out of things or making this big meaning mean so much. Where in actuality, that's not the point of life. Like
right.
you said, the yeah. beautiful things are, you know, enjoying these little moments and mm-hmm. and feeling alive and feeling love and being connected. And yeah, that moment where, oh yeah, no, pause. I'm gonna give everything away. I can't say.
Okay.
It.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, oops. Maybe
yeah.
I already gave.
No. You didn't give it away.
Okay. Well.
No, let me not give it away. But it's yeah. it's really beautiful. So if these are things that you think about, you should definitely watch Soul.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Watch it.
Oh, so beautiful. So good. Oh, so, so good. Yeah.
I just, in the cinematography, like, the way that they did everything was just, I just really was like, oh, this is so good.
Oh, my
First God. 5 minutes, I was like, oh my God. So cool.
I really loved it. Yeah. What was the other thing you were thinking about?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I said Soul, and you said,
yeah. Yeah, so completely
okay.
different
okay.
topic.
Okay.
We were talking about Sex and the City,
mm-hmm.
and Haley and Christina, who we've had on the podcast before,
mm-hmm.
have always talked about how you guys hated Carrie.
Yeah, she's the worst. She's the living worst.
So it's so funny because I never agreed with you guys, but I love Carrie.
You do?
I do, and I think a lot of people hate her.
Yeah, because she turns every situation into being
she
about
does.
Herself.
She's actually quite psycho, but so okay, so... We're watching it. I'm watching it. And I'm like, all right, why does everyone hate Carrie? I have to look up everyone's astrology signs. So, of course, the internet has Carrie's astrology sign.
Of
Biggs.
Course.
Of course.
Tell me
Samantha's.
She's a Gemini.
No, she's not a Gemini.
Okay, all right.
But I knew she and Charlotte were air signs.
Okay.
And it's true. So, Carrie's a Libra. I'm a Libra moon.
Okay.
And you don't know, but
I
you
don't,
could be.
Maybe.
You don't know.
Don't
I don't
know.
Think you
know. Nikki
you,
almost
no, you,
texted my dad to figure it out.
Oh, you're 2 days before me, so you could be a Libra moon. I don't know, though. But, okay. And then Charlotte is an Aquarius, and I'm an Aquarius rising, which is interesting.
Mm.
But I knew that Carrie was an air sign. So there's, like, a lot of things that I relate with
okay.
Carrie.
I don't know.
I like Carrie. I'll be that one person that likes her.
Okay. All right. You can like her. You can
I'm putting it out there.
Yeah.
She does make
like,
things awful.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know.
I mean, she's like
I get it almost.
The show.
She is.
All the storylines revolve around her, but then when her friends have a problem, she's like, okay, but I'm gonna like.
That's super
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
It is like.
That's the only
the
thing
Carrie
I'm like,
show.
Yeah. Yeah. Which it is. It is about Carrie to be
fair.
It is her show.
I guess I relate with her more than anyone else because everyone else is the extreme.
They of are. One yeah, side. That's true. That's
so I'm not always like.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. She's like the most well-rounded character, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But she so heartily believes in love. That's the Libra in her.
Okay. All right. I feel like so does Charlotte.
Charlotte does. But also, she's a little emotionally detached.
Like when she's so focused on like the ring and stuff.
Right. Or like, you know, it being the perfect guy. Like there's certain things where she, a lot of times she's slightly detached.
Yeah.
And not in all situations, obviously, with Harry, it's like very.
Yeah. Oh, I love Harry.
Right. I love Harry. Oh. But and with a lot of things she isn't, but for a lot of things she is quite like kind of emotionally detached. Yeah. Or at least just watching through the show this time, and I'm only on like season 2, and of course I've seen it 1,000 times, but she's always kind of, you know, she will be like, you know, I think this one's the one.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, something weird will happen. He'll, you know, ask her to, I don't know, do something crazy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
He calls her like, what is he like? Say like,
you stupid bitch. You just, I think that so often. I don't know why that's stuck in my head. Yes. No, 100%. So, you know, the guy will ask her to do something crazy. And she's like, no, he's just not the one. Like, it's so easily separated.
But also she should be like, no.
Well, no. She very much should. Yeah. But it's crazy to see how she's like, he's the one. And then be like,
he's not. She does fall like, too hard.
But that's the Aquarius in her, that she's so analytical.
Okay.
Well, anyways.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm putting it out there. I like Carrie. If you like Carrie and your friends don't feel bad.
Yeah. And if you also don't like Carrie, also.
Don't feel bad. She said good thinking. Yes. Well, second city is a vibe.
Like Carrie.
Yes. I mean, yes, there are so many things wrong with Carrie. I mean, there's so many things wrong with all of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Every single person. I mean, you could easily.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nitpick any person.
Just like people in
the world. Right. But I'm a fan.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going to feel bad about it.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't feel bad about it. I don't want to make you feel bad about it.
No, I didn't actually. Yeah. But I also was like watching it and was like, I like Carrie. But you guys, astrology is everything.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of, there's something moony happening.
Yes, speaking of. So Thursday, when this is coming out, February 11th, there is a new moon in Aquarius, which is so interesting because I think 6 planets are in Aquarius right now, which is quite insane.
That's a lot.
So I'm an Aquarius rising, and if I'm going to be completely honest, Aquarius is one of those signs that no matter how much I read about it. I'm not like you. But no matter how much I read about it, it, like, loses me. Like, there's, anyways, okay. Aquarius is an air sign. I'll just tell you what I know.
Yeah.
Aquarius is an air sign. It differs from Gemini in that, like, it's focused on finding information, but it's quite humanitarian. So it's very about like the greater good. It's about the collective. And then Libra is also an air sign. Libra is all about partnerships, where Aquarius is known to be much more emotionally like aloof and detached. So this new moon, if you're thinking about Aquarius, so there's multiple ways you can think about it. You can look at your chart and see where Aquarius falls in your chart, which we've talked about multiple times. And then that'll be telling, because right now there's so much Aquarius energy across so many signs. So that's the moon, sun, Mercury, which is also retrograde right now, Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus. So everything is in Aquarius, which is insane.
That's a lot.
So look at your chart, see where Aquarius falls. If you see whatever house that is, that's going to be the most telling as to where it's going to affect you personally. Just a reminder, Mercury retrograde is a reminder of a time, I'm seeing this all backwards. It's time to remember to go inward and slow down. So when something is retrograde, it means the planet is, it looks like it's going backwards. It's not, that's impossible, but
it slows down to the point where from where we are, it looks like it's going backwards. So things in that area in your life might start to go haywire or might feel like it's regressing. So it's a sign of go slow. Don't make any hasty decisions. Don't plan big things or even let things, what's the word I'm looking for? Like come out, like don't start or release any big projects during that time if you can. So yeah, it's the time to go inward.
Going on, you know?
It goes, yeah. You're like, ooh, pause.
I'm just wondering.
January 30th to February 20th. I believe those are the dates.
Okay.
But there's a shadow period of Mercury being in retrograde, and that goes until March 15th. Which I know because the dance that concert means, like, comes out March 19th. And I was like, oh, thank God. Mercury won't fuck that up. So yes, March 15th. You'll be feeling these effects of Mercury being retrograde until March 15th. So yes, Mercury retrograde, it's time to go inward and kind of rework this area. And again, it'll be different for all of us of where you need to get clear depending on where it is in your chart. But overall, like, don't overcommit during this time. It'll just kind of lead to feeling more overwhelmed and overthinking. So Aquarius is an air sign, which is all about thinking, being in the mind. So again, that'll be maybe haywire. There might be more anxiety, which I've been feeling recently. Mm-hmm. I've been like super in my head, super analytical, thinking about life and planning stuff out. So if you're feeling more anxious right now, it could be because all the planets are in Aquarius. So you're more in your mind overall. Yeah. New moon on Thursday. So set your intentions. Don't burn it. Hold on to it and then see where it takes you.
Very exciting.
Super exciting.
Yeah.
All the moon things.
Yeah.
You guys, I'll be an astrologer soon enough.
Yeah.
Not really, but I'll keep working on it.
Yeah. Keep telling us all the things.
Yes, I will.
I hope everybody has an amazing week. Full of love.
Full of love.
Yeah,
and again,
keeps going. And
yeah,
going
it keeps going.
Yeah.
And it's not romantic love. It's however you perceive of it. Like,
whatever,
it's just love.
All the love.
And love is everywhere. Yeah. All the love.
Yeah.
Your plant love.
It's just love.
It's just love.
Yeah.
All you need is love. We're going to cut that out. We hope you have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Do a new moon ritual on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Maybe on Sunday, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Maybe your intentions are around love. Like, what's holding you back from letting yourself feel that in all the ways that you can.
Yeah.
And again, that's not romantic love. That's literally any way.
Yeah, totally.
Normally how you're closing yourself off in one way is showing up in other ways in your life. So
yeah, it's a good time. Calm down. Mm-hmm. Stay inside. If you live in Chicago.
Yeah. Don't go outside. It sucks.
Yeah, you might get really hurt. Being so cold. Yeah.
You might freeze.
Yeah.
Wait, really fast.
Oh,
before we leave, what
yes.
wine are we drinking?
Okay, so I'm going to go in reverse order.
Okay.
What we've been drinking on most recently is Lazy Bones Cabernet Franc.
Mm.
It's from Trader Joe's, and the label is adorable.
It's so adorable.
And then the other one was a Sauvignon Blanc.
We did not finish both bottles, by the way.
No.
Or even one bottle.
We started with a smidgen of white, and then we went to a smidgen of red. But it just, we didn't have any food in our bellies at first, so that's why I think it hit us. And it's late.
It's quite late.
French ones, I can't.
Let me see.
Okay.
I'm not going to try, but I just want to see.
Italian, I have better luck.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like I sound silly when I try.
Lays, Portes de Bordeaux.
Okay.
There we go. As close as it's going to get.
That's what it is.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's French.
Yes, both of these were under $8 at TJ, so.
TJ's, Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were delicious. And the white wine, I like all wines.
Mm-hmm.
I like white wines. I like reds.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not normally the biggest fan of white. I normally prefer red. The white was really good, really smooth, really easy.
Yeah.
The red is delicious. It's not sweet. It's fruit forward, we decided.
Yes, we decided.
I think my wines need to be fruit forward.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to necessarily be sweet because I've had quite a few when I tell people, you know, I like this, I like jam jar. It's like, oh, have this. And it's super sweet and it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Versus something like this where it's very fruit forward, but it's not overly sweet by any means.
Yeah, or it's delicious. Like,
yeah, right. I love Lazy Bones. My new favorite. So
yeah, nice, very exciting.
Grab yourself a bottle before Valentine's Day and have yourself a night in with yourself or your loved one or your pets or your plants. Yeah. Celebrate that love.
Exactly.
We'll see you later. We'll see you next time.
All right. Toodaloo.
Bye. Bye.
How do we turn this off?
I don't know.
Shit.